Serve him, rolling.
He's already been served. I served him. He's taking care of you. A little slow, but he got it.
Weekday mornings, 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV One's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. Today, you're going to be talking about Attorney General Eric Holder's proposal to change drug sentencing.
That's right. That's exactly what we're talking about today. So looking forward to it, Tom. And also Raleigh, North Carolina. We got the Radio 1 Women's Empowerment tomorrow in Raleigh. So I will see you guys there tomorrow. Tom, we have been on top of this Kendrick Johnson case. The young man in Georgia who was found dead. They said, oh, he was reaching for a shoe in a wrestling mat and fell down the mat. And it's all kind of different drama. Now, yesterday, subpoenas have now been issued, compelling testimony from students and others at the school. Right now, we're joined by Ben Crump, the attorney for the Kendrick Johnson family. Ben, this is a major development because initially the police department said case closed, the kid died by accident.
Absolutely, Roland. Tom, it's a major development because those students that might have been involved are being compelled to talk now. Either that or they have to plead the Fifth Amendment. And we understand more than 120 subpoenas went out, half the town of Valdosta is being forced to come to U.S. Attorney Office, Michael Moore, in the Middle District of Georgia, and are commanded to answer questions about Kendrick Johnson.
So this is not the local DA. This is the U.S. Attorney.
Yes, this is the Justice Department, the Michael Moore, U.S. Attorney, making them answer the question.
Now, is the sheriff's son involved or going to be subpoenaed?
Well, a law officer's son, Tom, is two sons, as we understand it, are going to be subpoenaed and made to ask questions. They can plead the Fifth, but that'll be very telling.
But they can plead the Fifth, but the way grand juries work, Ben, you cannot bring an attorney with you into the grand jury.
Absolutely, Roland. You're up on your law. You have to come alone. That lawyer can try to block you testifying, though. So it's going to be interesting how this plays out because it's going to tell us a lot because we know Kendrick then rolled, get stuck in a wrestling mat, stop breathing, and die.
How many people?
Over 120 people, civil.
Wow.
And what's most important, they're looking at all aspects. They could bring corruption charges because remember, Tom, the video, the surveillance video mysteriously just stops when Kendrick goes into the gym. And everybody has said that is so improbable. Four video cameras all stop, Sybil, when Kendrick is in there.
Now, Ben, for those who don't know the case, take us back. What happened? Or what did they say happened to Kendrick
Real
Johnson?
Simple. Real simple. Kendrick parents sent him to school with a book bag. He was returned to them, Tom, in a body bag the next day. He was found rolled up. He had bruises, had abrasions, but yet they said none of this was part of his death. It was just he was trying to get his tennis shoe, got stuck, and died. Now, what's so crazy about
it? And this took place on January, Ben, this took place on January 11th, 2013. That's when it took place. Go ahead.
Yeah, and what's so crazy about it, when his parents exhumed his body, his internal organs was missing. All his vital internal organs were missing, and he was stuffed with newspaper. So the only thing we had to go by was what the Georgia Medical Examiner said, and they quickly concluded that this was an accidental death, that there was no foul play. His parents have refused to accept that. And go ahead. I'm sorry, Rose.
They say they called it positional asphyxia or suffocation by his own body weight. That was the official ruling of the
rolled up in a wrestling mat.
Rolled up in a wrestling mat. And what they said, Tom, is that he dropped his shoe and it fell down in the wrestling mat and he climbed into the wrestling mat to get his shoe versus the way anybody else logic would say, you just pushed the mat over if your shoe at the bottom.
And we believe it was foul play. He was murdered, rolled in that wrestling mat, and stuck in the gym. Two big, important things to note. The children started texting at 7:15 in the morning that a young boy was found rolled up dead in the wrestling mat. There's a question that the 911 operator didn't get called to around 10 o'clock, and they were told that it was a cardiac episode. They were never told anybody died. So the U.S. attorney is looking into that as well because that's corruption.
So what you got here is because all these kids today use social media and text, what they by subpoenaing them, they can now also get all of their cell phone records and then pull the text to see what communication took place between students.
Absolutely. And one last thing, Roland, Tom, don't forget the power that Black America Web has, because we're having a rally on April 4th at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Macon, Georgia. So I don't think it's a coincidence that before we all get there on April 4th to his office, he's trying to make sure he does something.
Well, this is a huge development, subpoenaing more than 100-plus students in the course in the case dealing with the death of Kendrick Johnson. And Tom, as Ben said, because of the U.S. Attorney's Office, his investigation can go all kinds of different directions. So whether it's cover up, whether it's corruption, whether it's even obstruction of justice. And so this is a huge development. And I'm sure Kendrick's parents are pleased that things are happening. Ben Crump, thanks a bunch. We appreciate it.
All Thank right. you, Attorney Roland.
Attorney Roland. Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by TV One. All right, Roland.